Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's study of faith. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and honor. You always come to the studio with us. Glory to God. You was here before we got here. Praise God. And we just praise you and thank you for living big within us today. We open our hearts and minds for revelation concerning the power of faith, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, don't forget to download the study notes for this week's broadcast. All the scriptures, should we have a manifestation of the Word of the Lord or something, they'll all be in there. Praise God. And you just go to kcm.org/notes and they're free, of course. And you're free to use them. You can use them to teach from. You can use them to preach from. Use them as your own notes in any way. Praise God that the Lord leads you and we bless you with it. Now then, let's go back into our study of faith. Let's go to our foundation scripture, which is in the third chapter of the book of Romans. And I want to say this to you. Let me see how the Lord gave that to me exactly. This is the base of all spiritual knowledge. Let me say it again. This is the base of all spiritual knowledge. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Now, let's look at the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 2. For the law, you see the word law? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. See, the base of all spiritual knowledge is to understand that the spiritual realm is governed, highly governed by spiritual laws. That is, again, the base of all spiritual knowledge. Now, when you begin to build on those laws, the more you know about those laws, the more proficient you become in using the laws of the Spirit, then the more developed, the more highly efficient manifestations of power and so forth, and you literally, through faith, begin to dominate time. And so, but most people have had the idea, well, you just never know. Oh, you never know what God's going to do. Oh, yeah, if you have a Bible, you can find out exactly what He's going to do. Well, brother, He's sovereign, Brother Copeland. Well, He is sovereign. Yes, He is. Amen. But what does that mean? Well, that means He can do whatever He wants to do. Well, can He lie? Well, no, He'd never want to lie. People act like He lied. You read, by His stripes ye were healed. Yeah, I know that, but Brother Copeland, and I believe that, you understand. But see, I've got this right here. No, you don't believe that. All of that comes from a lack of knowledge of the fact of the laws that govern the realm of the Spirit. And I have these two illustrations of this. An airplane would have flown in the 15th century, the 16th century, the 17th century, 18th century, 19th century, and finally in the 20th century, somebody finally flew one. Now, birds were doing it all the time. Well, then why couldn't man do it? Well, if God had intended for man to fly, he'd have given him wings. Well, see, that's religious stupidity. And that's obvious now because people are flying all over the world. The problem is the laws of physics that govern flight were unknown until people tried and failed and tried and failed until they discovered what was already there. You follow me now? The thing of it is, anybody, Jesus said, whosoever. Oh, I love that word. Glory to God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him. All right. That whosoever should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever. Well, it's the same whosoever in Mark 11:23. We talked about that last week, but I want to re-mention it here again today. Whoso, he said, have faith in God, or have the faith of God in Mark 11:22, then 23. Whosoever, same whosoever, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but now listen, but shall believe that those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Now those are elements of the law of faith. And whosoever, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your ethnic background is, I don't care where on this planet you live, I don't care, I don't care what or who or where you are, those laws work. Amen. There's no such thing. Now listen to me now. I used to tell the kids when they were little, get your catchers out, I'm fixing to say something to you. There's no such thing as faith that doesn't work. There's no such thing as the word that doesn't work. No, no. Well, I tried that faith stuff, Brother Copeland. It didn't work for me. No. You tried, but the real truth be known, it tried you. I've had it happen to me. It tried me and I didn't work. Why? Because I mismanipulated those laws. I tolerated fear, and fear tolerated will contaminate your faith. All of these things make it extremely important to take the time and study the Word and learn the laws of faith, the laws of the Spirit of God, the laws of the Kingdom of God. This other illustration I thought was good. The Lord gave me this just a few weeks ago. Well, actually, a couple of months ago now. I was thinking about this, and he reminded me of, I very much enjoy long-range shooting. And I enjoy it. I'm a hunter and I enjoy doing that. Well, when the bullet comes out of the barrel of that rifle, it doesn't just go like this and hit something. When it comes out of there, the speed of it causes it to have some lift and it'll rise and then it'll fall back through the plane of straight away. And when it falls back through that plane, what fall? What's making it fall? The law of gravity. Now, with a long-range tactical scope, you can set that scope in the crosshairs inside that scope. Let's say I want to hit something 200 yards out, so I set the scope. Do all the ballistics and all of that, and the weight of the bullet and all that, which I enjoy very much. Well, you want that bullet to fall through center at 200 yards. If you're shooting something out here at 500 yards, that scope, that crosshair is going to rise up a bit, so the barrel is up like this a bit, so that the bullet falls through center at 500 yards. All of those ballistics and everything, they're on your ballistic chart, that weight of that bullet, there's so much powder and da-da-da-da-da, and you're doing it. And you may spend all day out there on the range setting this scope up, getting it just right at the distances that we're going to be using and all of that. And even if you're not going hunting, it's just a good time and you enjoy doing that. And you say, Lord, I'm going to ask you something now to help me here. I'm going to be in that range competition next week, and I'm going to ask you, please, sir, in the name of Jesus, please, don't let the law of gravity change between now and Thursday. Would you say that's a stupid prayer? Oh, yeah. I mean, the only time anybody would pray something that dumb would be in church. God be with us till we meet again. That's just as stupid. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of the world. He's going to be there for you. Glory to God. Amen. Well, to pray and think that God's changing and he might do this and he might not do that, and I just don't understand why he didn't heal me. It's not a matter he didn't heal you. The spiritual laws that governed your healing and health were not applied correctly. And in that case, the laws just don't function. Now, let's get back in here. Let's also go to, we read in the 8th chapter of Romans. Let's look in the book of Galatians in the 5th chapter. And you've got your notes there. Look in that 5th chapter of Galatians. You really need to be marking this in your Bible. I have it marked in my Bible there. I have it underlined and I have it highlighted. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything, 6th verse of Galatians 5, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which works by love. I don't care which way you look. Oh yeah, faith works by love. Oh yeah, faith works by love. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. I don't care how you look, up, down, sideways, faith works by love. Now this should tell you, since we've already learned from Romans chapter 8, verse 2, put your eyes on that again. Get back over there in Romans 8. For the law, now you got it now, listen, law, say law out loud, law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you've got two sets of laws here functioning in the earth at the same time. But the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have complete authority over the laws of sin and death. Because when you were dead in your trespass and sin, and you activated the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you got born again, and that the law of sin and death absolutely had no power to do anything about it. The devil couldn't stop it. All he could do is come back later and lie to you and tell you you didn't get anything, and just tell him to shut up. He's a liar and the father of it. Why should I believe you? Amen. Glory to God. But when you put that law into function, when you put it into operation, then it dominated the law of sin and death. So now where would you place? You've got both, you got the law of sin and death, and you got the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, okay? Now where would you place faith that works by love? the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? So where would you put unforgiveness? In the law of sin and death. Oh, yeah. Can you see that now? So if faith works by love, what works by unforgiveness? Fear. Now, let me show you something about fear, and then we'll go ahead here. What we know in this world today as the force of fear, these are spiritual laws, so these are spiritual forces. They're unseen, but oh, they are real, and we know it, don't we? We've experienced a lot of fear in our lifetime, and we've seen what fear can do to people. I mean, fear make you sick. Fear makes you sick. You remember when Caroline Leaf was on the broadcast with Gloria and me a number of times, and she kept talking about the human brain, that it was not created or wired up to function in fear and doubt and unbelief. And those kind of thoughts and words actually damage the human brain. And now it can be reversed with the law of the Spirit of life. With life words, forgiving words, you can actually reverse that and exercise your faith and the healing power of God to heal your brain. So that's outstanding. I just get thrilled thinking about that. But now then, learn to do this. Let's take our list here. You know, this would be a good exercise for you to do. I just heard the Lord say that. I've done it in times past and in my own study time and so forth. And you just begin to list everything that's under the curse. Sin, sickness, demons, fear, poverty, disaster, all of those things. All of those things. You just list all of that. That would come under the law of sin and death. Well, what is under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? Praise God. Not only healing, but divine health. And I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers in 3 John 2. So all of these things, healing, deliverance, well, starting out up here, of course, with being born again, the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and healing, divine health, just come right on down the line. Being redeemed from the curse functions under that redemption power is under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now, let me show you something here. Those laws don't get crossed up here. Who is the head of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? Well, it's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He's the head of it, right? Oh, yeah. Well, who would that make the head of the law of sin and death? That's Satan. And all the kingdom of darkness and all the demons of hell, they're all under this over here. So you can put the devil up here. You can put Jesus up here. Jesus doesn't go over here and get something out of that and put on you to teach you something. That's a lie from hell. Never was true and never will be. So when you see those two things, you think, well, yeah. I'm standing in the middle with the power of choice. Oh, that's good. That come right hot off the press. Hallelujah. I'm standing in the middle here. I have the right to choose. I can function in the law of the Spirit of life by faith. I can function in the law of sin and death by fear. Now, fear, the way we know it, is the results of Adam's high treason in the garden and his faith. See, he's in the absolute likeness and image of God. Adam was the exact duplicate of God. Amen. But when he fell, he was disconnected spiritually from God and suddenly connected to a fallen angel. Well, everything about him went 180 degrees. Faith became fear. Life became death. Love became hate and had to be dealt with as such. So fear is faith. Are you listening to me now? Fear, let's say that we picked that up. Oh, man, there's a black widow spider on that thing. That's faith in that spider. Do you get it? That is faith in that poisonous insect's ability to hurt me. So you can see faith in a dangerous animal. Faith in a disease to kill me. That's fear. Now, when faith is exactly, they're the same force. The way, use one of these again. Say, this is a compass. Okay, north is exactly opposite from south, but they are both directions of the compass. Can you see that? North has in common with south is the fact that it is part of the compass, Rose, but as a direction, they are exactly opposite. Fear is a spiritual force. Faith is a spiritual force. Both of them are faith. One of them is faith in God. The other one is faith in the curse. Man, we just learned something today. Glory to God. And so when you think about it, we know that the laws of faith make this statement. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Okay, that tells us right off how fear comes. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the lies of the devil. So you meditate on the lies of the devil, you get fear. If you meditate on the truth of God and the Word of God, you get faith. And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.